It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Look at this. 51 degrees. We have a stiff breeze out of the south at 20 miles an hour in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story, a potential weather drama is looming out on the open road. Thousands and thousands of Utah football fans are about to head to Vegas at the same time a snowstorm is going to blanket the state of Utah. On the Wasatch Front, we're looking at 3 or 4 inches overnight and tomorrow morning. It could make the long trip south ahead of tomorrow night's Pac-12 championship game really, really rough.
If you're leaving it till Friday to leave on Friday morning to get there by Friday night's game, it might be okay for you. It really depends on if the storm plays out exactly the way it's looking like it's going to play out, or as we all know with storms, they don't just do what we tell them to. And unfortunately for this storm, from what I've been seeing, is it looks like the worst of the snow is going to be almost right over the I-15 corridor.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas, like, they painted right over the I-15 corridor and said, here's where the snow's going to go. That's KSL News Radio's Andy Farnsworth. Kickoff tomorrow night for the Utes is at 6 p.m. in Las Vegas. Today we learned that a couple of years from now, the Pac-12 champions won't get an automatic invite to the Rose Bowl. The college football playoff is going to expand to a dozen teams in 2024. And the Rose Bowl will become part of the round-robin tournament toward crowning a national champion. Mitch Harper with KSL Sports says this opens things up for other Division I teams you usually don't hear from.
So even a Utah State could say to their team going into a year, they've got a path potentially to the playoff.
Right now, the system only includes teams from the so-called Power Five conferences. KSL News Time 301, legislation to end a rail strike speeds through Congress. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Senate today approving the White House broker deal between rail companies and unions, but senators voting down a proposal that would have granted 7 days of paid sick leave to workers. Union leader Greg Regan says some form of sick leave is needed.
In the last 7 years, they've laid off 45,000 employees, a third of their workforce. So as a result, you're ending up with people who are there being on call all the time.
He says it's been too much to bear for those remaining workers. President Biden says he's willing to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss his options to end the war in Ukraine.
I'm prepared to speak with Mr. Putin if, in fact, there is an interest in him deciding he's looking for a way to end the war. He hasn't done that yet.
Excuse me, the president making the statement during a press conference with the president of France. The Defense Department says it has no plans to drop its vaccination mandate for troops, despite a group of Republican lawmakers taking aim at the policy.
We are a warfighting organization, so the health and readiness of our force is always going to be paramount to ensure that our forces are ready and able to conduct their mission.
Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder says that means vaccines for things like COVID, the flu, and anthrax will continue to be required. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
All those negative campaign ads. That was less than a month ago. Remember them? But did they work? In the wake of the Mike Lee versus McMullen race, a new poll says, nope. Not really. In fact, they might have backfired. This Deseret News Hinckley Institute of Politics poll shows nearly half of Utah voters say those commercials had zero impact on their vote. A quarter of voters say the negative ads made them want to skip out on voting completely. A Utah family is in mourning today after a member of the Air National Guard died in Guam. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe with details.
Tech Sergeant Burton Patrick Jungle passed away on Tuesday at a hospital in Guam, but a Guard spokesperson says he was sick in the hospital for several days, and that actually gave his family time to fly and see him before he died. He's survived by his wife, daughter, and unborn child, and his wife is also a member of the Utah Air National Guard.
The airman suffered a medical emergency, but a spokesperson tells us Jungle had no pre-existing conditions that they're aware of. KSL News Time 304. Police are investigating multiple hidden cameras in bathrooms at the University of Utah.
Staff at the Student Life Center called police yesterday after someone found a camera taped to a bathroom sink. Police responded and found another one and tape that could have held a third, all in separate bathrooms.
We are very outraged as a university, as a police department, about this crime.
Captain Brian Lorke with the U of U's Department of Public Safety says after gathering evidence, they arrested 32-year-old Frederick Weitz III on suspicion of voyeurism and identity fraud, saying he used another person's student ID card to get into the facility. Police are now trying to identify victims and are asking anyone who could be a victim, or if you just see something suspicious, to call them.
We will not stand for any predatory means upon our students.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio. Yeah,
people who use the gym at the U are none too happy about these hidden cameras. Caitlin Campbell says she works out of that gym every day.
It's such a bummer because that should be the one place that you... I mean, there's cameras everywhere, right? It's kind of... That's just how life goes now. But that should be the one place that you shouldn't have to worry.
University law enforcement is now combing the campus for any other potential devices. Victims are encouraged to call campus police and to reach out to advocates at the Center for Student Wellness and University Safety. KSL News Time 305. Well, Len Thomas, here we are. I would call it the calm before the storm, but it's not calm. The wind's out of the south at 22 miles an hour. It's gusting now.
It is gusting out there, and you got to negotiate that on the freeways. It's moving along, though. The traffic is in good shape for the most part, but the northbound ramp to eastbound I-80 is closed due to a stalled semi, and here in westbound 80, apparently down to one lane from the mouth to 2300 East. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Are you excited for...
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.